Foo Fighters, Wheels, 101.7 MJ and Sam. We got Kim Cooper Finland on the line to tell us all about the Bend Film Fest, which kicks off this week.
Yep.
Big doings there downtown Bend, Oregon,
it's
huh?
It's going to be fun.
Tell us all about it. Is this the 15th annual, or did I make that up?
You made that up.
I did. Is it the 125th annual Bend Film Festival?
It's older than the city. And the advent of film.
We were always visionaries here in Central Oregon.
Yeah. So the big kickoff party's coming up on Thursday, huh?
Yeah, opening night is Thursday.
And the celebration is down at the Oxford?
Yeah, the opening film is at the Tower Theater at 5:30, and then the party is afterwards at the Oxford Hotel.
And the week is, or the 4 days of the festival are filled with film screenings all around town.
Yes, downtown, Old Mill, and over at Volcanic Theater off of Century Drive.
And I know these are really established filmmakers, but are there also some options for, like, future filmmakers?
There are. We have a couple of youth programs. One of them is called Future Filmmakers, and there's going to be a screening on Sunday of the films made by those local kids.
I'm not familiar with the Liberty Theater. Where is that at?
So the Liberty Theater is not actually a theater. It used to be. Now it's just an empty building space downtown that Bend Film takes over as headquarters during the festival.
Okay.
It's kind of right by Foot Zone, between the breezeway and Foot Zone.
Okay, that'll be 5 to 9 on Thursday night for the big kickoff. What are some of the movies that we should look out for?
The opening night film looks amazing. It's called Breaking a Monster, and it's a documentary about these young teenage boys, like 12 and 13 years old from New York City, that get a contract with the music industry. They're heavy metal band.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Weren't you in a heavy metal band at some point
maybe,
in your life?
I don't know. We'll talk later.
I guess that I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to it. But the gist of it is these kids basically trying to navigate their way through the high control music industry.
Oh, sounds fun.
They have all sorts of films, right? So there's documentaries, then there's full length feature. Are there short films as well?
Yeah, lots of shorts this year. There's a bunch of different blocks of shorts you can go see, you know, 5 or 6 at a time, which is kind of fun.
And people have the choice of what they can either buy a full festival pass or individual tickets to the movies?
Yep.
Pass is, $250 for the full festival pass, $150 for the film pass, and if you just want to walk in and check out a flick, $12, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the going rate for a movie these days.
Get your tickets online ahead of time is the easiest way to do it. Go through the BenFilm.org site. You can get tickets at the Hub, but it's a little bit more time consuming, so if you can decide what you want to do in advance, that makes it easier.
I love this time of year because you can see all the filmmakers wandering around with their neck lanyards. You know, they all have their, like, little special IDs. That's how I know who to hit on.
Well, and they're always in a bit of a daze because most of them are from L.A. or somewhere else, and they've never been to Bend, and they get here, and they think it's the most amazing place on Earth, so they're all a little bit amazed and dazed wandering around downtown. So, Sam, I'm sure you can find one or two to talk to.
Yeah, I like to get them when they're weak and dazed like that.
They're lightheaded from breathing the clean air.
Right.
That's when you swoop in and attack.
All the trees.
Right.
What?
Well, excellent. Thanks for the tips there on the Bend Film Festival. We'll have some tickets to give away as well.
And congratulations to you. I know you put a lot of hard work with a lot of other hardworking people as well to make this happen. So congratulations.
It's a lot of fun, for sure.